Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. In the beginning, whenever that was, God is the one who created this earth, the heavens, the sea, the skies, and all that in them is. Now, verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void. Those words, without form and void, are in the Hebrew, tohu va bohu. I love the Hebrew language because since I've started studying Hebrew, the Bible is so, it punches you with words. Words rhyme in a verse, or they start with the same sound, or they're built off the same root so that you'll get the punch and the power of it. Reading this in the English language, we miss it. But if you knew the meaning of tohu va bohu, you could see that God was explaining earth as a chaotic mess. The word tohu means waste, worthless, desolate, confusion. The word bohu means an indistinguishable ruin. I was teaching along these lines in Germany at a Bible school, and a German woman said, we know what tohu va bohu means. We use this all the time in Germany. I said, how? She said, well, the Jews were among us, and we picked up their phrases. She said, here's the meaning of tohu va bohu. You're a good German housewife. You've gone through your house and cleaned it in the spring. There's not a cobweb anywhere. Then you walk down the hallway to your teenager's room and open the door. And you say to your teenager, don't say amen. Amen means so be it. Say, oh me. I'm just teasing you. But she said, there's this chaotic mess. And she said, you say to your teenager, clean this up. That's the meaning of tohu va bohu. How many of you in here think that when God made earth, he made it tohu va bohu? No, God did not make it a chaotic mess. It became a chaotic mess. Let's turn to the scripture that's already been quoted to us this morning, Deuteronomy 32, but don't lose Genesis 1. Say glory every now and then. Glory. You have what you say, and we want the glory. Deuteronomy 4, what a chapter he quoted. And the Lord gave him this about me, glory, hallelujah. No, Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. Hallelujah. I'm put in the class with Moses. Hallelujah. This is one of the most marvelous prophetic chapters in the whole Bible. It gives the past, the present, and the future, and the ages to come. Now it says here in Deuteronomy chapter 32, we'll read only verse 4. He is the rock. His work is what? Perfect. Anything God does, what is it? Perfect. All right, now let's read a little bit more about his work in Psalm 111. Say glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. I love this one. We could find a whole lot of other ones, but this one's so good. Psalm 111:3. His work is honorable and what? Glorious. The Hebrew word for glory is kabod. Say that, kabod. Have you ever heard the word ichabod? Means no glory. Ichabod, no glory. Kabod is glory. Glory means heavy. The Hebrew word means heavy with everything good. Splendor, copiousness. The glory of God is God, manifest, himself, his spirit, manifesting by degree in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. But his work is filled with glory, splendor, copiousness, bright shining light, wondrous. His work is not tohu vabohu. So let's go back to Genesis 1 and see what this is. Bless the Lamb of God. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth, King James translates was, it's the Hebrew word haya, and that word oftentimes in the Bible is translated became. That's the meaning here. And the earth became tohu vabohu, a mess. Out of God's great universe, like the German woman's house, clean and glorious and beautiful, all his universes, there's one room, one spot. It's a dark, chaotic mess. And that spot is earth, where you now live. Verse 2, and the earth became tohu vabohu, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. How did earth become tohu vabohu? Well, let's look at the Bible and see what it tells us. Turn to Isaiah 45, 18. Bless you, Jesus. And you'll see, let the Bible interpret the Bible. Isaiah, and then you're going to want Jeremiah right next door. Isaiah 45, 18. For thus saith Jehovah, and when you see capital L-O-R-D, that's Jehovah. For thus saith Jehovah, who created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it not, King James says, in vain, but the Hebrew word is tohu. He did not create it a wasteland. That's what tohu means, a wasteland. Reading on, it says, he formed it to be inhabited. So when God, whose work is perfect, made this earth, he created it for habitation. Somebody lived here. Bless the Lord. Somebody could live here. It wasn't a chaotic mess. It became a chaotic mess. He let the prophet Jeremiah see when it became a chaotic mess. If you have a little letter in your Bible by without form and void, tohu vabohu, it will refer you to Jeremiah 4:23. So let's go to Jeremiah 4:23 and see when it became tohu vabohu. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I just want to throw this in extra. All God's work is perfect, and the end of any of his work is perfection. The end of God's plan for earth is perfection, and the end of God's plan for you is perfection. He will never stop short of perfection. You are being now perfected. Woo! Sometimes I have to say, oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. You know, we were in a meeting with Brother Hagin recently, and the prophecy came forth that it's going to be like we were with a guide in the forest. And we've been walking along with the trees, seeing the trees. And suddenly we come out to the giant redwoods. And the guide says, these are the giant redwoods. And the Holy Ghost said, you're about to come into the big things of God. So occasionally, there's a glimpse of those big things that get me, you know. Perfection. Hallelujah. Maybe you don't like your hair. You are going to have glorified hair in the future. If you don't have any hair now, you're getting it back. He said, not a hair of your head would perish. And he said that to James, and James soon lost his whole head. So he meant there's a place where you get all your hair back. Glory. Jeremiah 4:23. I beheld the earth. Prophets, God is eternal. God sits like at the middle of an eternal wheel. And he can look down any spoke, past, present, and future. That's eternity with God. We have little idea of eternity. If you say eternity to most people, they'll give you, what is eternity? They'll give you this answer. A life with no end. If you ask them, what is eternal life? They'll say, life with no end. Uh-uh. It has no beginning as well. No beginning and no end. That's the kind of life you have in you now. And that life, that God, who is the source of the glory, who is glory, sits like at the midst of a wheel. And he can look down any spoke, past, present, and future. Only we here on earth deal with time, and he deals with us as creatures of time. But he's eternal. And time is our barrier right now, but you'll soon escape it after the millennial reign. Those are the big things of God. We just worry if we can believe God for this little something. Oh my goodness. Eternal life and glory. We limit the mighty one of Israel, the Bible says. Help us not to, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jeremiah 4:23, he lets the prophet look back to a day when earth became tohu vabohu. I beheld the earth, the prophet says, and lo, it became without form and void. Even from the English, you can recognize this. It is in the Hebrew, tohu vabohu. He watched the day it happened. And the heavens, and they had what? No light. That's what made it go tohu vabohu. If God removed himself, his light from here right now, we'd go into a mess immediately. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man or no being, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of Jehovah. God's presence is as destructive of evil as it is creative of good. And here he destroyed what he had created. He destroyed it by his fierce anger and his presence. For thus hath the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens be black. And that's the day earth became, it tells us in Jeremiah, tohu vabohu. Turn to 2 Peter 3:6. I think we'll have time to throw this in. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. You notice I've got more than three scriptures. I'm not one of those three scriptures and a poem preachers. I wish I could do it, but I can't. 2 Peter 3:6. Bless the Lord. Here Peter speaks in this chapter, in verse 6, he says, whereby the world that then was, he speaks of a world that was, the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. This is not Noah's flood. This is the world that then was, before Genesis 1:2. Verse 7, but the heavens and the earth which are now, we're living here in the heavens and the earth which are now, we're headed toward, verse 13, nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. So there was a world that then was, concerning this earth. There's this earth that is now, and it is, oh, we read a little more now about this earth. Verse 7, the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. This earth will know a judgment of fire at the end of the millennial reign of Christ. And it will then be perfect. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, and there'll be new heavens, there'll be a new earth. It ain't over till it's over, folks. Hallelujah. Evil didn't win. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. In fact, what's coming now? We're in a time of judgment. Even the end of this age is a time of judgment, and some things that have been hidden are being revealed and coming up so that everybody will say God's right when he judges them.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.